All right, you heard the man. It is time for us to tackle the moment that you, the ticket P1, voted as number two in the 25-year history of this thing. Out of all the crazy stuff that has happened on this crazy son of a bitch of a radio station, this is the one that you thought was second. And the one you thought was first was really not that crazy.
The reaction to 9/11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There wasn't much crazy going on. But if you want to get down to crazy, then I guess you could say, in your mind, this is the craziest of them all.
So this is it. We'll play this, and then we'll get into the what's and whys and hows and whens. This is the moment.
We are talking with the number one cop in Dallas, the number one cop, the commissioner, chief of police, David Kunkel. What, do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job. It's,
That wasn't the question. Do you like your job?
No, I said, maybe I didn't understand the question.
Okay. Do you like being chief of police?
I swear.
What, do you like this gig?
Every time I listen to it, I hear something that I either had never noticed before or had kind of glossed over or maybe even forgotten about. It's just, it is the bit that keeps on giving.
Well, let us introduce our very, very special guest. The one, the only.
The number one cop.
the commissioner. The great David Kunkel.
Yeah.
Hi, Dave.
Thank you.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
So, you know,
that wasn't the question.
You're not on the. yes, it was.
How are you?
You're not on the front pages of the paper anymore, which is probably a good thing, meaning you're not in trouble in your retirement years. What have you been doing here lately?
Run every day, walk the dogs, read the newspapers.
You're living the life.
Yeah, you know, I just enjoy what I do and the pace I want to do it at.
So you're enjoying your job?
Yes.
Excellent. See how easy that was?
Yes, it's very easy. Still listening to us?
Yes. Not so much because I don't have a normal commuting pattern.
Right.
When I did, but the ticket's always on to my radio. I'm a P1, always listens to the ticket. I'm still trying to make sense of jocular
edification. Yeah, we are too.
And every day I'll contemplate what that means and still working on it.
Okay. All right. Well,
I made it up. I am too, if that makes you feel any better.
So here we are all these years later. I believe this was in 2006 or 7. This moment, Danny?
This moment was 05, I believe.
05?
Yeah.
Okay.
Summer of 05 is what we... using our deductive reasoning skills.
So Mike and I were on vacation. We did not vacation together. We were not on a nude beach somewhere.
Actually,
together.
We were.
No, we were. Okay, that's
this
right.
Just now coming out.
But we were on vacation. And so at the time, and again, we probably need to reset this. There was another guy in here, Greg Williams. And the hammer hadn't been with us on the air for a dozen years or so. But... he did not take vacation, and he was feeling kind of left out, I believe, at that time in his radio life, feeling that he was underappreciated. And so when we went on vacation, he wanted to do the show. Now, it could have been he didn't have any vacation because he may have racked up like 6 weeks missing the show because of whatever.
Various reasons.
Yeah, he may not have had vacation. But whatever the case.
He was here, we weren't.
He was here, and he wanted to show that he could run the show, like run the ins and outs, come in and out of breaks, do everything. And at the time, I still can't remember how or can't imagine how this would happen, but he wanted to work with someone. And he could have worked with you, Danny, because you were here.
I was here.
But he wanted to work with a friend of his and a friend of all of ours, and who is a big P1, a guy named the Big Unit, who we've referenced for years and years and years and years.
Yes, so called because of his striking resemblance to Randy Johnson.
Kind of a disservice
to
Jeff.
The Big Unit?
Because
he's a good-looking man.
Yeah, he is.
He's a good-looking man, but I mean, when you see him, that's the first thing you think about.
Right. He joins us now as well. Hello, Unit.
Hi, boys.
How are you?
Hi, Jeffrey.
I'm wonderful. Hello, Michael. Hello, Chief.
How are you, buddy?
Excellent. How about yourself?
We're doing good, man. So, Jeff, you got the phone call. I'm a man. And you and Greg go back a long, long time. And, you know, you go back a long way with everybody at the radio station. But he called you probably out of the blue and said, hey, do you want to co-host this show with me, correct?
That's exactly how it went.
And you jumped on it?
Sure. I said, sure, I'll go on. Because I'd been on before. I'd filled in with, you know, Rick on the T-Box a few times.
Right.
And I've been up there. You know, I come up there and bug you guys and
yep.
whip your asses and just kind of sit around. And he just said, hey, you want to come do the show? I said, sure.
And I don't know how many guests you guys had that day. I think that Chief Kunkel was one of a handful that were on the air with you guys. Is that right, Jeff?
I think so. I think Rusty was one of the guests as well that day, I think.
Okay. I'm sure Greg wanted to be guest intensive.
Yeah.
A little bit easier to control. And so when you came up, David, it was just, hey, let's come up. Let's do an interview. Let's talk about everything, the city, your job. And you're like, hell yeah, I'm B1, right?
Yeah, no, it was very, very normal and natural. I knew Mike wasn't going to be there, and I thought that there was another person that would sit in as a co-host, and that's what role I was supposed to play. I didn't know that there were other people part of the program the same day.
Did you do more than one segment? Do you remember, or were you just on for one segment? Or do you remember, Jeff?
I just remember one segment.
Okay.
I just remember the one, yeah.
Okay.
It's basically the only thing I remember from that day.
So I got a phone call from Danny that day, whatever time you were on,
yeah.
David, and my phone rang, and I remember sitting on the beach. And I think at that time I had one kid, and he was real little, and we were just running around watching him. And my phone rang like three times. I'm like, God, what's he calling for? I finally answer. And Danny goes, dude, you are not going to effing believe what just happened. And he was trying to explain it. I'm like, what? I couldn't.
When you get back, I'll have some audio for you,
yeah.
And it'll all maybe make sense at that point.
And I couldn't really process it. And you said, David, that when it happened, it wasn't as bone jarring as it was whenever you heard it on the emergency break a couple of days later, right?
Well, no, it was, you know, I thought it was strange that the same question was being asked
three times.
And there wasn't any kind of progress or resolution to it. You know, just, it, you know but it wasn't. You know, this guy's crazy, and why is he asking this, you know, one question over and over again?
Right.
But the emergency break of the week, you know, once it got the emergency break of the week, I think 5 or 6 weeks in a row, I realized this was something bigger than I could appreciate.
It was like the Jeopardy champion that wouldn't lose. No emergency break could ever top what happened there. So you guys... It happens, and you know everybody is dumbfounded by it, and then it took on a life of its own. And man, I remember analyzing that thing and overanalyzing it 50,000 times.
Yeah.
When we came back from vacation,
I'd like to take a look at the anatomy of what do you like this gig in the next segment?
Okay,
but I would also like to know how many times this was 14 years ago.
Yeah,
how many times has the chief been asked that question in day-to-day life, people walking up to him and going, what, do you like this gig?
Yeah, or referencing that moment.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, no, I have thousands and thousands of times.
Thousands!
It's less frequent now than it was 5 or 10 years ago, but it still is not uncommon. And surprisingly, number of women come up and ask.
Really?
Yeah, we were in the St. Patrick's Day parade. And it was such a phenomenon because there were thousands of people screaming as loud as they can, do you like your job? No, that's not the question.
And, now, Sarah Dodd is here, your wife, for all these years now. And Sarah, pull that microphone over there. You live in the center of Dallas. You lived there for 10 years down on the M Street. You're close by now, too. How often would you see it when you guys would just go to dinner or whatever?
We couldn't go anywhere. I mean, this was even 10 years later, people will still come up to him and say, do you like this gig? It's crazy. But we got married probably about 2 years after it happened. And everywhere we would go, people would come up and say that to him. And
were you dating at the time that it happened initially?
No, Corby. We, from the time we decided to get married to the time we got married was 3 months.
Oh, that's
so
right.
This was many years later.
That's right. Okay, so you, did you have any idea the first time that it was mentioned? Have we had a relationship by that time? Because we met.
A little bit, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I came on the hard line, and I was a big P1, so I was familiar with it, but I didn't recognize just how epic it was. It really is pop culture history in Dallas.
Oh, truly. All right. Also, I want to get into what this was like from the standpoint of the big unit and what you, sitting in the shotgun rider chair, were thinking as you watched all this come down, okay? We'll do all that next here on The Ticket. I guess so.
We're on.
All right. Here is the chief. Here is Sarah. Here is our pal, the great Jeff Newberry. He is on the phones with us. And we are talking about what you, the Ticket P1, deemed as the second most memorable event that we have ever had on this radio station.
Yes, this 30-second piece of audio from 14 years ago.
We are talking with the number one cop in Dallas, the number one cop, the commissioner, chief of police, David Kunkel. What, do you like this gig?
No, I love my job. It's,
That wasn't the question. Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love, maybe I didn't understand the question.
Was, okay. Do you like being chief of police?
You knew when he said, what, he had no idea what he was going to ask. And that's the first thing that popped in his mind.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's start there with you, Big Unit, because it was very obvious that, yeah, he, no matter what question he asked, he was not going to take whatever answer you had. He wanted to be a hard, this is our theory at least.
Yeah, that he was trying to ask a tough question.
A hard-hitting journalist, right. And like, if no matter how easy the question was, he was going to disagree with you or like shut you up so he could be like, no! You know,
yes,
and then
he was going to get something. He was going to twist it around to where there was something that he wanted and he was going to get it one way or the other.
So in reality, a better question might have been something that had to do with, I don't know, city government or maybe the fact that the Dallas doesn't have enough cops or they're underpaid.
Anything that had to do with the police department.
But do you like your job? It's yes or no. No way.
You do not like your job.
All right, now, sitting in the shotgun rider's seat that day, Jeffrey, did you realize the magnitude of what had happened right away?
Not to the extent of where it's gone 14 years later, but I was confused as soon as he called Chief Kunkel the commissioner.
And you know where that came from? It came from Batman.
Yeah, it came from Batman.
It definitely, he got that
commissioner
from
Gordon.
Batman. There's no doubt, because I know we watched that show.
Well, I was, when he says the commissioner, all of a sudden I start rewinding in my head. I go, did I miss something? Did the chief get promoted? Did something happen? Was there a coup down at City Hall? I just didn't understand that part of it. So I was confused at that part. But then when I turn and look at Chief Kunkel, when Greg interrupts him and he goes, well, I don't understand the question. The look of confusion on the chief's face was priceless.
Okay, play this and crank it up again, because not only is your reaction great to this, David, but listen to your
nervous laughter,
weird laughter, because you're like, am I in some sort of time warp here? What just happened? This little laugh you have.
We are talking with the number one cop in Dallas, the number one cop, the commissioner, chief of police, David Kunkel. What, do you like this gig?
No, I love my job. It's,
That wasn't the question. Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love, maybe I didn't understand the question.
Okay. Do you like being chief of police?
You are weirded out and you're nervous by the repeat question, which I would be too, because I feel like that he was like, the lamp was shining. He wanted to put, like, it was in some sort of Dragnet scene.
Right.
Where he wanted to put the lamp on you.
The ceiling.
Right. To put the screws to you, and you're just like, help me God. Oh my God. So you didn't, but you didn't think anything of it that badly the moment it did happen?
No, I did not. Maybe it was Corby always called me the commish.
It wasn't me.
No, who called me? I'm sorry, not
Who, Gordo?
Gordo, maybe.
Oh, yeah, Gordon.
Maybe it was Gordon.
Yeah, I think it was Gordo.
Definitely. Okay, so that's where he got it?
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe. I mean, it didn't seem like there was an exit strategy on my part.
Yeah. And you knew immediately, Unit, that you had probably been a part of gold?
Of ticket history?
It was great because I looked at David, and he had this look of, like I said, utter confusion. And then I looked at Danny, and we just kind of looked and locked eyes, and I just shrugged my shoulders and put my hands up. I go, I don't know what the hell that was.
Yeah, I remember. I was wondering if you're going to recall when you and I locked eyes, and my eyes just turned into that big emoji where they're just saucers. Like, what is happening?
They were huge, yes. Yeah. Like you were staring down a train.
Right.
It was just so... It was so funny.
And you can't imagine, speaking of Gordon, the amount of times that we've been on road trips or wherever where he's reenacted that scene as Grego. And it's always, and he's always, you know, he sounds like Little Miss Riding Hood, like where he's just like, so we're here with the number one cop, the commissioner, the chief, David Kunkel. What, do you like this gig? You know, and then David starts to answer. And then,
I love my job.
And then Gordon will stand up. Real demonstratively, just stand up and be like, that was not the question! Because in Grego's mind, that's what he wanted to sound like.
Yeah.
No, sir! No!
That wasn't the question.
Yes. It's glorious. It still holds up. It's still funny. There's still 500 different parts. It's just like, for me, it's like... It's Craig Rosengarten in the anus. Those those are two pieces of audio that will never grow old.
And could only happen on the ticket.
Yes, for sure. Well, Kamish, it's good to see you again, man.
Yes, David, good to see you. Thank you guys for coming up.
We miss you.
Good to see you.
Yeah, Sarah, thank you very much. And anytime you guys want to come up, come on up, hang out for an hour and sit in. And
I'll make a nice chili.
Yeah, we'll have some food for you and everything.
You know, we live up the street, so don't tempt us.
Anytime.
All right. Yeah, we always have chili going up here.
Rivers of chili.
Unit, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Jeffrey.
Hi, Jeff.
See you.
Thank you, see you.
Love you.
All right, there you go. That is moment number two in Ticket Lore, is voted on by you, the P1.